Money may not be able to buy good health, but advocates say state spending on health programs improves individual wellness and also affects the state's bottom line. Sarah Finger directs the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, which held its annual meeting in Madison as the legislature's budget writing committee considers the governor's spending plan.
40% of the proposed savings from Governor Walker are going to fall on the backs of women and girls. This is a significant finding.
The proposed cuts would mean less money for things like child care and worker training. They include lowering the monthly payment for those in Wisconsin Works by $20 a month, cutting $224 million over the biennium from Wisconsin Share's child care program, and reducing state funding for Head Start by $12 million. One of the biggest cuts is $500 million from Medicaid. According to a 2010 health report by the National Women's Law Center, Wisconsin has considerable health problems. The center's Lisa Codispati says Wisconsin failed to meet most indicators of good health.
The percentage of women who are obese increased. The percentage of women getting their pap smears declined. The percentage of women getting chlamydia screening increased slightly, but still ranked 38th in the country.
And Wisconsin ranked dead last in binge drinking, making it the worst state in the nation for alcohol abuse by women. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.